Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
The last time we were in Murundoy, Auntie Myrtle overheard Denzel questioning Alexis about the boy he had seen her talking to, so she asked him to keep an eye on his sister as she was suspicious about her recent behavior. Bibi remained depressed over her mother's serious illness despite Sonny's efforts to assist. She even became annoyed when he suggested that they rehire Marla to sell in the shop. Catalina complained to Auntie Myrtle that she was quite bothered that Simon had not told her he had a daughter in Guyana. Now, as we return to Murundoy, Rhonda is experiencing some discomfort in the washroom.
Rhonda? Everything all right in there?
Yeah, Mommy.
You sure, girl?
Yes.
So why you going on like that?
Going on how?
I hear you just now.
It's just a little constipation, man.
You sure?
Oh, gosh, Mommy. Like, use investigative discovery hour, man. Low me now.
Fine.
But God, what's this for me now? I hope Mommy give me something when he been on me last year, you know. And it's now the symptoms showing up.
You talking to me?
Mommy? You You still outside the toilet?
Why you talking to yourself if everything all right?
You don't talk to yourself, though. Look how much time here you only catch you talking and smiling up at yourself.
At least I don't answer back.
Well, it's hereditary.
Randy's only concern I concern, you know. I think it's time you go and see a doctor, kind of like the bush ain't walking.
I tell you, the symptoms ease up, man.
You forget I give birth here and I know when you're lying. I know there's no constipation story going on in there just now.
Whatever.
Rhonda, why you rather stay home and suffer?
But I tell you, I'm getting better.
And we both know that you're lying. If you don't want to go to the hospital, at least you should talk to June. Please, I'm begging you.
Good morning, Miss Myrtle.
Oh, good morning, Simon. I thought you would never wake.
Oh, the karaoke that Kathleen and I went to last night was wonderful. We never got in till late.
Yes. I heard when you two came in about two.
I hope we didn't disturb you.
Oh, no, not at all.
Where's everybody?
Well, school reopened today, so the children all gone to school.
Oh, my. What about Eva?
Her mother came for her this morning. Said she will be picking her up every day to take her to school and bringing her back in the afternoons.
Someone should have woken me.
Well, we figured you were tired.
Yes, but I wanted to see Eva off on her first day back.
Oh, well. Sorry you missed it.
Well, it's never going to happen again.
Okay.
Where's Catalina?
She went to do some shopping.
Okay.
Anyway, breakfast is here whenever you're ready. We have roti and fish curry this morning.
Oh my, lovely.
I told Catalina you would enjoy it. She was fretting when she saw me making the roti early this morning. Told me I shouldn't be fatiguing myself.
Oh, Miss Myrtle, thank you so much. Come, let me give you a hug, man.
Don't mention it.
I must. Thank you.
Oh my.
Oh, sorry. I hope I didn't cross the line by kissing you.
Oh, no. It's just that I cannot tell the last time I felt a gentleman's arms around me and lips on my cheeks.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've been a spinster for a very, very long time.
By choice?
You can say so.
Well, I don't know why. I think you're a very attractive woman.
Oh, stop it. At my old age?
No. I don't like that word. Mature.
Well?
How old are you?
Oh, lady never tells.
My apologies.
Early 70s.
That's just a few years older than I am.
Well, you look and sound much younger.
Well, I look after myself. You know, we're never too mature to find love.
At my age?
Even at your age. What do you do for fun?
Well, my kitchen garden keeps me busy and, of course, I attend church.
You don't go anywhere else? I'm sure you can sing a tune at karaoke.
Well, that's not my style.
Come on. You have to loosen up. Have some fun sometimes. I refuse to sit down and let life pass me by.
Well, I do enjoy my life.
Let's make a deal.
What?
Me, you, we go to karaoke at night. Just us, no Catalina.
I don't know how Catalina will feel about that.
Come on, she'll understand. I just want to treat her aunt.
Maybe you should discuss it with her first.
I'm discussing it with you. And I want you to promise me now. Me and you, karaoke.
I suppose.
Excellent.
I don't think I can stay out till 2, though.
Oh, you don't have to. We'll go at your pace.
Rhonda, who are you?
Hi, June.
Come in.
You alone home?
Yes. James is at a village council meeting.
Oh, yes. Mommy gone to the tow.
Come in, have a seat.
Thanks.
So what's going on?
Well, I just thought I would drop in and say howdy.
Oh, okay.
You know, we sisters after all.
Well, yes.
So I was just passing and I thought I would drop in.
Well, thanks. That's nice.
Yeah.
Can I offer you something to drink?
No. It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how is Unique?
Oh, she good, you know.
Nice. taking her meds and so on?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. She all right. She really all right.
And Dinah?
Mommy okay too, you know. Yeah. No complaints there.
Good.
So, all is well with you?
Yes. Yes. No complaints here either.
And how Jonel and Jason?
Oh, they're good. She'll be coming for a visit in August.
Oh, great. It'll be nice to see them then.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
That's a nice vase.
Oh, yes, yes. Mom brought it for me when she went to New York a few months ago.
Oh, nice.
Rhonda, what really is the problem? I know you didn't come here to make small talk.
Well, you're right.
So?
I want to ask your advice about something.
Okay. What has been happening?
I just want to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Could, like, symptoms of, sexually transmitted infection show up like months after?
Oh, well, it depends on which of the STIs we're talking about. But typically, most symptoms show up within a few days or weeks. But then there are some people who don't show any symptoms when they contract STIs. Like chlamydia, for example.
Really?
Yes. And to be sure, you must see a doctor, you know. Playing guessing games with your health is never advisable.
Oh, well, it's not me, you know. Just a friend, you know.
Okay. What is she experiencing?
Just like some irregular bleeding and discharge and painful urination and so.
How long now?
You know what? I'm going to talk to her and find out more details. I got to go now.
Rhonda, wait.
Thanks for having me, but I really got to go now.
Tell your friend to come to the health center tomorrow.
Okay.
What is really going on with Rhonda?
Catalina?
No, it's me. Can I come in?
Yes. Sure, Simon.
I hope you don't mind.
No, it's quite fine.
Kathleen is sleeping and so are the children.
So early?
Yes, I guess the karaoke last night finally caught up with Catalina and the children's first day back at school.
Well, true.
So, what's your night ritual?
Oh, just, you know, prayers and some scriptures.
I see.
Yes. Must keep close to the Lord.
Amen.
Would you like to pray with me?
Well, I'm not really a praying man, but okay.
All right, come. Let's kneel.
I just want to say one thing before.
What's that?
It's been a pleasure being here so far, and you're a large part of that. Thank you for everything that you've done to make me feel welcome. Aunt Myrtle, I'm really going to enjoy being here.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Do you want to conserve energy, reduce your carbon footprint, and preserve the environment? Why not try composting? Composting is making manure or plant food from organic waste like food scraps, leftovers, peels and skins from fruits and vegetables, and other kitchen and garden waste. And remember, organic food is healthy for you and your family. For more information on making compost, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.